This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every now and then, somebody will write into Joy Weekend Breakfast and say, "Hey, I'm an artist, or I'm a performer, or I'm a whatever you are, and do you want to talk to me?" And we often say yes because we get to meet some pretty incredible people. Sitting opposite me right now is the talented and clever Umbra Moon. Thanks for swinging past.
Thank you so much for having me, Ando. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I got rid of my co-host just so you could hang out with me this morning.
Amazing.
Hey, who are you and what are you doing here, my friend?
So my name is Umbra Moon and I am an upcoming artist from Melbourne.
Mm.
And I'm 22 and I produce my own music and I sing and do a little bit of instrument playing.
Yeah.
And I've just started releasing all my music this year and I just came back from Germany for an International Songwriting Week and, yeah, I'm like really starting to...
What's an International Songwriting Week and why is it in Germany?
So...
I heard of that.
Yeah. So I actually studied at Collarts for music production and they offered this amazing program to select a few students to go over to Germany to write songs with people all over the world. Yeah. And I got selected and I went and wrote songs with some incredibly talented people and some of them go to labels and some of them go to other artists. So that was an incredible experience and I'm just getting a bit of jet lag right now.
Did you pinch it? Like, was it a pinch yourself kind of moment? The one getting awarded or getting chosen and then when you're sitting over there halfway around the world?
Oh my God, I cannot tell you how crazy that was. Sitting in that room with all those people, I was like, oh my gosh, this is my career. This is it.
What age did you realise music would be your career?
Well, I've been playing violin since I was 3. So I've always been the violin kid. And then I started writing music at about 14.
Yeah.
Especially realising I was gay and then coming out as non-binary. That was very... Music really saved me in that aspect because obviously back in the day it was pride wasn't a thing back then. So to find a vice through music was really important for me. And I just started writing music and dealing with all my, you know,
stuff.
Yeah. And then I realized, I was like, you know what? I want to produce. I want to be the producer. I want to do it all myself. So I was just like, I'm going to do this course. And I'm going to do it.
Wow. I have so many questions. First, let's go violin. So from the age of 4 or 5?
3.
3.
Yeah.
That's prodigy stuff. That's like, you know, you're leaving the hospital after just being born and your parents putting a violin in your crib.
Yeah. Mum was like, my kid's going to play violin. And I was like, you know what? And I stuck to it. I was like, I was in love with the violin. It's the most beautiful instrument.
I love a string. I like a lot of the strings, but they're like, yeah, wow. So do you still play violin now?
Yeah, I do. So I'm actually going to play violin at my show tonight. I'm doing a headline show at the Leadbeater Hotel.
Yeah.
And I'm going to whip it out. I'm going to whip out that violin tonight because I don't get to play it enough because it's not as prominent in the contemporary music industry. So yeah. I just want to...
Well, you know, you remind me of Lizzo. Lizzo's got her flute and you've got your violin.
Oh, my God. Lizzo is the coolest. She's so cool.
Like, I just always think when I see a film clip with Lizzo and the flute that those little kids that have to be made to learn the flute when they're young, like now it's cool. So you can do that with the violin. Not that it never was not cool.
Yeah, I feel like when you're young and you're going through school, it's not cool. But like when you get out of school and you have been practicing for all those years and then you can still play, people are like, what? That's so random. You play violin. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you take it on your camp trips and you play it around the fire, don't you?
Absolutely.
What do you think the daggiest instrument is out there? I know that's asking a hard question, but...
That is a really hard question. I've got to say maybe the oboe. I don't know why. No offense to oboe players.
Sorry, oboes out there.
So sorry.
Not the recorder?
Oh, no, the recorder's pretty bad.
Isn't it? You'd call it an instrument perhaps.
Well, it kind of screams like I'm in primary school and the music teacher. It screams the music teacher wanting us to do music.
Yes, I can do The Lion Sleeps Tonight on the recorder.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
If you're looking for someone, just putting it out there.
I would love that. Maybe I should get you on my next track.
Hey, you mentioned before that you've got a headline show tonight.
Yes.
Explain.
So,
yeah.
excited. This is crazy. So, yeah, I've got my headline show at the Leadbeater and I've got some amazing supports as well. Mm-hmm. So my support started about 7 o'clock tonight and then I'm on at around like 9, 9:30. So it'll be really... It'll be really fun. I'm playing all my unreleased music as well because I'm releasing all my music this year and next year. So, yeah. So I've got two songs out right now.
Well, chook us for tonight, but I do want to take us back a little bit. You said writing music was kind of, my words, therapy for you or cathartic.
Yeah.
Particularly when you were dealing with your gender identity and your sexuality and teenagehood all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, people, medical professionals will often say journaling is a very good way to get thoughts out. So was that literally your journaling?
Oh, absolutely.
And then with a music creation lens. So does that mean every third line has to rhyme or something? You know, I've never produced a song if you hadn't noticed.
Well, I don't know. It definitely does come from the heart. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time I'll sit down, especially when I was younger in my teens and I didn't know how to produce. Yeah. It was all on my piano and I'd sit down and I'd have a really hard day or I was really battling with something and I'd just be like, okay, I need to get this out and I don't feel like I can articulate it to anyone right now. So if I can get down the emotion of what I'm feeling,
yeah,
then that really helped me. That saved me in so many ways. I could really push past and be really proud of who I could turn my struggles into an art that really showcased who I am now. And so now all the music that I'm releasing is a reflection of me getting to where I am now.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, every week, Paul and I ask the question,
is it a banger?
Is it a banger? And what we do is profile great music and ask the question, is it a banger? And guess what? We want to play something of yours right now.
Ah, that's amazing.
What have you picked for us?
So I picked Only You in the End, which is my first ever song that I produced. And yeah. I did it all by myself in my bedroom. And I released it in March. And yeah, it's about the struggles of a relationship. And yeah, it like really showcases those feelings. And it's sort of meant to be an empowering, you know, you've only got you in the end. And everyone else comes and goes. I know it's a bit morbid, but.
Went deep. Well, we went deep really early on, so it doesn't matter. That's fine. Hey, let's check it out. Do you want to intro your song?
Intro my song?
Yes. Yeah. Hi, this is Umbra Moon. What you say, pretend it's just you and me. This is Umbra Moon and this is my track, Only You in the End.
Hello. This is Umbra Moon, and this is my track, Only You in the End.
You were lost, sitting right next to me in your car. We could drive all night, finding who we are, or each other's lips. Don't take me. I'm not safe anymore. How I
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.